No, thank you. Thank you. Did anyone else have any comments on some roles that the Roxbury Cultural District can play? I think that they have a, oh, sir, yeah, Mr. Cook, please.
Yeah, I just want to be mindful of what I heard Daniel say when he stood at the podium. He said, I'm tired. You know, and I believe that we have to give people the space to be tired. We can't always call upon them to do all these things that they've been doing without some rest and relaxation and some support for that. So when you hear people say they're tired, that means they're tired. And we need to figure out something we can do to give them rest.
Thank you for that. Let's go, yeah. Do you want to say something?
Really appreciate Brother Cook, you know, saying that, because I think we just are so focused, you know, on what needs to get done that we're not taking care of ourselves. And that's why it's so important to build sustainability. There's so many organizations since the time that, you know, I was a kid to now, growing up in Roxbury, that don't exist. Or that on the threads of, you know, dismantling, and it's sad. And so we need to really be doing serious succession planning in our community, and making sure that there's not just one, but we have 10, you know, 10 people who could pick up the fold at any point. Because we need to maintain our institutions, our organizations, and our programs and efforts, like, in this community. So I think that that's something that should definitely be a focus.
I agree, and I think you made a great point. And the lifeblood of small institutions, the lifeblood of sustainability is in partnerships, right? Because that means they don't have to do everything. And if you're having to do everything by yourself, it's easy to become tired. But if you're partnering with other institutions who every once in a while can just say, hey, man, can you just hold this for a minute? I'm strong, but can you hold it for a minute? Right? While I, you know, let's do the thing. Like, that is where sustainability comes in. And it does give us some opportunities to your point, to rest, but resting on each other and resting on each other's institutions and our own community-based institutions. And so that, I think that that is a beautiful comment. And Bithia, we'll have maybe time for two more comments and then I'll close this out.
Sorry, I tried not to do this.
No, absolutely.
But also the youth who are looking for purpose have tons of energy, right? We have a great gift to share with them, and they could do a lot of some of this work, right? So for a lot of us, it took a great deal of effort, time, work, bumps in the road and everything to finally execute on something. Wouldn't it be a gift if we should bring them along this process as we're building community?
Yeah, but also we're not doing it unless we're getting paid. Mm-hmm. And this is what I told, and this is where things get tricky. The work that you all have done, and I don't mean to categorize everyone into this older box, but the work that each individual in this room has done has been to get us to where we are now. You weren't paid for that work equitably. You weren't acknowledged for that work in the ways that you should have been. You were oftentimes burnt out and you did not have the time to be able to rest, which is, right, a form of resistance. And now in us trying to cultivate and get back to the root of indigenous practice, we're trying to incorporate that back into the conversation. But if we're doing all of that and I'm not getting a check, that's an issue. And it's not about being a money hogger, because I'll get out and do the work without getting paid. I do the work without getting paid. But we have to also build a model that says, for the sake of us, but also for the sake of the future generation who may not know financial or have financial literacy skills. How do we be able to do that? After this is over, I'm going to Lycolian because I need to be making six figures by next year. And I will.
And six figures is basic.
And that's basic.
I'm sorry, I'm on my soapbox.
Let's go.
Y'all didn't got me riled up. You know, it's basic math. This is not, nobody here in this room, I can most likely attest that most of us are fortunate in some ways to have Roxbury roots. And therefore, that potentially could mean that there was a home ownership opportunity at some point in the past, which has allowed us, whether it's first-time home buyers like me and Chris, which people don't realize that house supports black market. This is not a money-making institution yet, okay? This is a position for our community to be able to springboard. I didn't list all of the accolades. I didn't go through all the numbers. I didn't go through all of that mess there. I just made it very clear, simple, plain, okay, so that folks can understand. These are pillars. These are things that we do because we need to be our own saviors, okay? I'm of the school of Lacolian. Look, you open the door, I'm gonna get it myself. Or is that the Prophet James Brown? That's the Prophet James Brown. And then there's another prophet, her name is Solange. Some shit is for us. Can we have some shit? Therefore, what you can do, okay, because people have a responsibility to the community that they either live in or they want to support, how does that look in terms of your abolitionary, okay? How does that look? It's not centering you, okay? It's centering the need. Okay, and that goes for all abolitionists, whether they're melanated or unmelanated. We need to get out of this point of egocentric driven community work and looking for rewards for everything. I'm of the strong point of view of my brother Danny, who is a young prophet and a young visionary. I would like to get paid. I'd like to actually be able to write myself a check for the work that I do that's commensurate with the skill set that I have built, okay? And what people don't realize, it's unfortunate, but there has been such a movement towards non-for-profit industrial complex that comes from neocolonialism, that we all need these saviors and these groups that come along to save us when we've been here all along, okay? We're the ones that we've been waiting for. Okay, we're the ones that we've been waiting for. Don't ask me where this all came from, but this is something that hopped on me to say this today. This is crucial, and I'm willing to partner and work on, and my issue is I'm tired. Brother Joe, you know, you and Sister Angela, because you all are near and dear to Chris and I. Chris is at home. He just had a knee replacement. I just had COVID. His mother had COVID. My son, there's so many things that all of us have been experiencing as a community, either alone or, you know, together in some certain ways. But, you know, there's so much more to be done. And this space right here is dedicated for this purpose. Like, there are certain things in my wheelhouse or in my control that I want to make sure propel the Roxbury Cultural District. And in addition to which are able to support. But we need resources. It doesn't happen without resources, which is part of the reason we're not open every day. Look at, you can do a foot traffic count and see how many people are walking in this district. Then go right down the South End and compare it. Go right to JP and compare it. Go right to Mission Hill and compare it, okay? There are systemic issues that need to be addressed. And I think that RCD, you know, has the potential, but we need resources. RCD needs resources. We need money for an ED. We need money so that we're not constantly spinning our wheels. It all comes back to resources. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. My Netflix special drops next week.
I'll watch it. I was just about to cancel Netflix until now. They got me for one more month. When is it coming out again? Please, Dr. Cook.
I just want to say, you know, I think that Obama really said it best when he said, yes, we can. Because we can, and we do, and we have. And we, you know, We're a testament to that. When we first started, we didn't get paid anything. And now we get paid six figures. So, you know, it took a long time, but it happens. But the other thing is we learned from Highland Park Free School and the other free schools, right. If you all remember, all closed down because they didn't have any money coming in from their community. Yeah. They had Rockefeller and Ford, and then they got tired of it. They said, y'all are gone. And that's what they do. Mm-hmm. And so when we started, we learned from that. The history is important. We learned that we have to charge tuition. Now, if you can't pay, we're going to try to keep the tuition affordable so people can pay it. But it's not free because nothing's free. Mm-hmm. So people, and they don't value it if you don't charge. Mm-hmm. You charge something, this is a struggle. Your kid went there, it wasn't easy, but you paid, mm-hmm. you know. And now she's 26 doing acting, and 27, I'm sorry. And she learned that she got that spark because at Page Academy, the 3 and 4 year olds act mm-hmm. and perform and drum. So, you know, that's when you get your start, when your baby brain is taking it all in. So, you know, we can do it. Do we have sustainability? Not necessarily, because we don't have an endowment. We don't. We go from week to week, year to year. But that's not enough. So we're saying now we need to have enough resources so that we can look at the budget. Can you look at these other agencies' budget, they have a year in the bank. Mm-hmm. We don't have a week in the bank.
Right.
No, if something goes wrong, then next week, your check is going to be late. Mm-hmm. So we can, and I think Obama said that when he said, yes, we can, and he did it, and it was a coalition of all races, because you need everybody, but you don't need them to take over.
Right.
So that's what we're saying.
No, I agree with that. That's a great Obama quote, one of my favorites, yes. Oh, yes. One of the things that he also said was, I would rather have 1 million people give me $1 than one person give me $1 million. And my response to that is always, I'd rather have 2 million. You know, I'd rather get all of them, get those $1 million and that one person who want to give me $1 million. You know, I'd rather have both. And so I do think that, but anyway, this is not the end of the conversation. To be honest, this isn't even really the beginning, because some of you have been talking and engaging in this conversation for your whole lives. So it would be quite a bit of hubris to say this is the beginning of this conversation. This is part of the process of this conversation. I think that what we can do is think about this today as a moment in which at least the people in this room, and this is maybe the commitment that we can make to each other, that the people in this room are going to start modeling what it looks like to have this conversation together. And also, to your point earlier, turning and holding ourselves accountable as a collective to turning this conversation into a thing, whatever that thing is. But making sure that, to your point, that we're not just sitting here talking, because, you know, some people are, you know, have talked out. And so the purpose of this was to say, let's move beyond talking and start, you know, creating some things together. So now we've done that next step, and the final step is having the things that we create live in the world and be sustainable. So as we're moving forward, let's think more about how we can do that. In closing, you know, Daniel and RCD, thank you for inviting me to be with you all today. This is very much in many ways a dream come true. Growing up in a black neighborhood and being able to like do this in a black neighborhood that I live in now as a 47-year-old man with my wife and two kids and a dog, and like, you know, like, I mean, this is really a dream for me. Thank you Kai, for opening up your space to all of us. I'm going to say thank you to Bithia. Bithia came along. When I sat down with Abria and Daniel, I said, well, if we are going to plan this project, I want us to bring in someone who is working in the community to be part of the planning process for us. And I will say that you came in and you acted like you've been in the thing for 20 years with everybody else. So I want to say thank you to Bithia for just jumping in with, I know you, and that's how you jump, that's how you play, that's how you show up. But, you know, it was really an honor to have you in it and not making me look like a fool for bringing in somebody who folks didn't fully know. And then, of course, thank you to Bria and to Daniel for inviting me and working alongside all of us to make this thing happen. Thank you to the Roxbury Cultural District for supporting this this amazing morning that we've had together. And then to all of you organizations that are here, thank you. And if we can, and you've always known this, but it's helpful to just hear it over and over again, regardless of the size of your organization, regardless of the size of your staff, regardless of the size of your board, regardless of the size of your budget, you are not alone. And so just remember that you are not alone. This is a room of people who are in the game with you. And so let's just figure out how to activate ourselves collectively in support of each other. Because to their comment, or to this African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And that was the theme of this time together that RCD set forth. So I'm glad we had a chance to meet that goal today. And thank you all so much. It's been a great morning. Get home safely. Thank you. Thank you. I was actually thinking the same thing. You read my mind, but thank you. So I was about to ask you for one.